Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
This is the fabulous Adam Richard,
and I have a theory.
I'm watching a trailer. the doctor is saying this is what we're trying to stop. You know, all of life extinguished, which is a lot. I feel like there's some big stakes there. All of life extinguished. Then Ruby's mum is asking the doctor, "You'll keep her safe?" And he's holding her hand and saying, "I will keep her safe." And then we see Ruby. And the next scene is the doctor crying, looking shocked, which makes me think he's not going to keep her safe. Spoilers in the trailer, Doctor Who. Oh, my gosh. Then tears. Then she's Ruby saying, "Come on." And they're in like a corridor and the TARDIS noise. And she says, "We've got work to do." And he walks off laughing. Then there is the scene we've seen from the other trailer with all of the kind of smoke coming down or dust, whatever it is, coming down between two buildings as people are running away from their cars. Someone says there's a storm coming. And then we see Jinx Monsoon, who looks like they're climbing out of a piano on a rooftop. Like an upright piano, not a grand piano. I guess it makes sense. Like Jinx's outfit is all kind of like piano keys and stuff. And Jinx is saying, "You're cold." And then Ruby is in the 60s, looking quite distressed. And the doctor is saying, "Honey, I'm a much bigger bang than you bargained for." And we see more shells of things on fire. It's like a kind of looks like a drone shot kind of thing flying through them all. Then there's a big close up on the doctor's eyes and says, "I will shatter this silly little battlefield into dust." Oh, I love when the doctor destroys a battle by making a worse battle. And then the doctor's walking towards us. The TARDIS looks like it's, you know, has like a red alert. Like all the lights are red. I love that the lighting states can change inside the TARDIS. It's really cool. But the doctor's walking towards us just wearing a tight white T-shirt tucked into his trousers, matte trousers. And then the doctor says, "In a heartbeat." But he's going to destroy the battlefield in a heartbeat. And then he says, "Into dust again." Why does he say "into dust" twice? I guess it's just for emphasis, maybe. Then we're in the time vortex again, the one from the opening credits. We've discussed this. And then the doctor is leaning up against a bit of wood on a roof. There's a lot of rooftop work. Is there some sort of rooftop, you know, theory that anyone's got? Why are they always on a roof? Like the Church and Ruby Road, there's a lot of roof work. Like the Goblin King was killed with a roof. Anyway, the Doctor's leaning on a rooftop, looking out at other rooftops in his 60s clothes. Is it looks like it's dawn or like the start of the day? And the camera's kind of panning up from below to see him. And he's saying, I don't have a people, I don't have a home. And he says, but I have freedom. Then there's Ruby going into the TARDIS and then coming back out of the TARDIS, and there's the TARDIS on a cliff. And there's Ruby looking around at the dinosaurs. I love the dinosaur shots. They look amazing. And I love that there's waterfalls, lots of misty mountains, volcanoes. So good. And then the Doctor says, catching monsters and getting into scrapes. But then it's too many rapid images. How are we meant to get through this trailer? It's been 1 minute, 21 seconds. It's taken me nearly a week. anyway, Jonathan Groff is pulling a space gun on the Doctor, even though they're both dressed in oldie-worldie clothes. Is it Regency? Are they Regency stuff? I don't know. I'm not really. I can get confused about what history bit is what. Anyway, they're a Bridgerton-y. Let's call it Bridgerton-y. There has been a rumor online that Jonathan Groff is playing a particular character who shall not be named. but yeah, I don't want it spoiled, but this scene looks like maybe that's what is going on. But then again, maybe it's also not what's going on. Like maybe someone's seen this scene, decided it looks like something that was in the show before and has put two and two together, made 37 and decided that he's playing this particular character. Anyway, I don't want to spoil it for anyone, so I'm not going to say who it is, but if you've seen it online, you know. So that's one of the scenes. Then there's a foot standing on what looks like an invisible landmine that then turns solid and the light goes around in circles. I mean, I thought we got rid of landmines. Didn't Princess Diana tell us to get rid of landmines? But no, in the future, they're all back again. The Doctor is looking shocked. Then Ruby is in the snow. The Doctor's talking about getting into scrapes, catching monsters, getting into scrapes. The Doctor's looking worried. Ruby's wrapped up in the music. And the Doctor says, so I keep moving on. Then we're back in the time vortex. Then we're at the spaceship. And then the Doctor is just looking serene and saying, you know, he keeps moving on to see the next thing. Then we're at the planet with all the rings again and lots of moons. Lots of moons. So many moons. I don't know how I can fit them all in. the Doctor's like, and the next thing and the next. And then we have the scene of the Doctor singing into one of those oldie-worldie microphones that they always put on comedy posters, even though no one who has ever done stand-up has ever used one, but they put them on there anyway. Anyway, the Doctor's singing into one of those. And there's a full orchestra here in the studios. There's a whole bunch of people dancing around. Did they let you dance in the studios when they were recording? Who cares? They're doing it. There's a spotlight. It's so good. It's awesome. Then the Doctor is releasing a butterfly quickly. Then there's a whole bunch of women dancing in the rain in the corridor, which I love. I love that those scenes where the people jump into the puddles all in unison and all the water splashes everywhere. Ruby's dancing, having fun. Then the Doctor's got his duffel coat on. I love that he wears a bright yellow duffel coat. What is it with me and the outfits? I'm like, oh, it's a bright yellow duffel coat. It's amazing. And he's got a cute red beanie. Oh, my God. What, like a 53-year-old man getting excited about fashion. then there's Ruby in the TARDIS looking all excited. The Doctor saying, have you ever felt so alive? And then the Doctor and Ruby are standing in a room where it seems to be snowing inside, like a spaceship room. Then the Doctor's leaning up against the TARDIS console. again wearing the high-waisted blue trousers. And I'm going to make it sound like I've edited that in later. Trousers. Like I said, pants for the first time, and then went back and re-edited it. You know, I don't really edit these things. Anyway, the high-waisted blue trousers and the cute little aqua top with the stripes, turquoise, and the brown jacket, and just looking very happy with himself. Hands in his pockets. And he's talking to the camera saying, and that's just the beginning. Is he going to be talking to us a lot? Is this fourth wall gone? Is it Deadpool, like in the time vortex now? What's happening? Then there's the sound of the TARDIS. And there's the Doctor Who logo. And it says May 11, iPlayer, BBC Doctor Who. That's it. It's done. I got to the end. Oh, my God. It's not even the end of the week. What happened? This was quite a miracle. What did you think of the new trailer? Are you excited? We haven't even talked about the episode titles. There's not enough time. But I guess we can just go through them quickly. Like, we can just race through the episode titles. There's Space Babies, The Devil's Chord, meaning the musical one, Boom, which is written by Stephen Moffat, 73 Yards, Dot and Bubble, there was that city in the bubble, Rogue, The Legend of Ruby Sunday, which makes it think that she's going to die, and The Empire of Death. They are all the episode titles, all of them written by Russell T. Davis, except for Boom, which is Stephen Moffat, and Rogue, which is written by Kate Herron and Bryony Redman. Kate Herron obviously was the sole director, I think, of the first season of Loki. So that's all very exciting. Directed by Julianne Robertson, Ben Chessel, Dylan Holmes, Williams, and Jamie Donohoe. Oh my God, it's exciting. It's real. It's happening. It's a month away.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.